So that took me into a spot where I thought, of course, Vasubandhu is urging us to bring to mind all these sorts of ways in which beings suffer and ourselves. But there's something else as well. There's an insistence on how to really, really meet that, and how to be able to generate great compassion and great kindness. And that takes us, that means we have to take ourselves away from what we could call our fascination with our own self, inverted commas. There's that always present, central presence inside us around which everything revolves. Now, of course, empirically, that's always going to be there. And it's sort of, you can understand that we've got that sense of, you know, a sense of place, that there's a sense of place that you need in order to be able to survive in the world. You just need to know where you are so that you can decide how to get elsewhere. If you don't have that central sense of place, just as a, you know, a simple sense, then, well, for example, you might hear a saber-toothed tiger growling, or a snake, right, you know, coming through the grass. If you don't have a sense of place where you are, you don't know which direction to run. You have to know which direction it is to run away from it. You've got to know where they are and where you are with respect to each other, and then you know how to run away. If you didn't know that, you might run towards the saber-toothed tiger. So you can see from the point of view of just simple survival that you need that. But we've added it. It's so convincing, though, that we've added in the insistence, you know, the embedded view, and we're utter conviction that that isn't just an empirical sense of self. There's actually something there in us of permanent essence, and we're fascinated with it. It's always present, and I think this to really respond with great kindness and compassion calls for us to weaken that fascination, and the adamance with which our sense of self asserts itself needs to weaken. The views which it offers and then defends needs to be examined much more closely than we normally do. I mean, is that, and ask ourselves, well, is that self even really there in the way that it presents itself? Not that there's nothing, but there's no self in the way that presents itself as this centrally organizing, fascinating self with permanent essence. So all this, I think all this too, is the work involved in being able to respond to beings with kindness and selfless pity, compassion. So it's a bit paradoxical, isn't it, that in order to respond well to suffering in others, we need not only to be able to respond well to our own suffering, which is hard enough to do anyway, we also need to be willing to go beyond our own centralised governing self to the point where we see clearly that neither I or me and mine have any inherent existence, and nor do you or yours have any inherent existence. So in the Perfection of Wisdom text, this tends to be referred to as I-making and mind-making, this whole process of this fascination that we have with this imputed self, which the Buddha's wisdom, Vasubandhu, Vimalakirti, all those texts are urging us to reflect on so deeply that we see through that delusion. It's often referred to as I-making and mind-making. So in the Perfection of Wisdom text, the development of kindness and compassion is always in the context of eradication of eye-making and mind-making. So one of the quotes from Perfection of Wisdom texts, you'll have heard this before from me, you've been on retreat with me, it's an instance where the Buddha, the Lord, and Subhuti are talking to each other. And the Lord says, "What do you think, Subhuti? Do beings indulge for a long time in eye-making and mind-making?" And Subhuti says, "Yes, they do, O Lord." Just having a normal, enlightened being's conversation here. The Buddha says then, are then I-making and mind-making isolating and empty? They are, O Lord. The Lord says, is it because of I-making and mind-making that beings run and wander about in birth and death? And the Buddha says, yes, so it is, O Lord. And then the Buddha finishes by saying, it is surely in this sense that one conceives of beings as defiled. Insofar as they indulge in eye-making and mind-making, insofar as they take hold of things, they are defiled. Insofar, however, as they do not take hold of things, insofar they are considered as purified and do not run about and wander in birth and death. So there's an equivalent, the Vasubandhu equivalent to that kind of statement is found in this chapter 2, the one that the generating Bodhi resolved in this section. He says, one of the things he says in regard to this factor, he says that beings through ignorance act badly and then endure suffering through the long night of time. So we mentioned that phrase a couple of times in this retreat so far, the long night of time. And that long night of time is associated with ignorance acting through us acting in ignorance, responding in ignorance. Vasubandhu in the same section says that beings abandon the Dharma and then become confused about what constitutes the road to transcendence. On account of this, one may bring forth great kindness and the great compassion and resolve to seek the great enlightenment. So as we're doing these reflections, somehow or other, let's try and also introduce and just keep reflecting on the one hand, there's beings suffering, and on the other hand, there's whether we can really meet that suffering with kindness and compassion. We can meet it with ordinary kindness and compassion. I'm sure we can all do that. But Vasubandhu is pointing to something beyond that, where the kindness and compassion come out of our mind, which has gone beyond that fascination with self. So you get eye-making and mind-making. I mean, that was a quote from The Perfection of Wisdom, but you get it in the Pali Canon as well. And it's in the one place it is in the parable of the snake sutta from the Majjhima Nikaya, where the Buddha says, he's talking about grounds for views. Just to quote a little bit of it, he says that beings regard the five skandhas, as each of the five skandhas, as this is mine, this I am, this is myself.